With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hello, welcome to Brooke's Babbles, the podcast where storytelling meets soul. I'm Brooke, the babbling one to be exact, a marketing consultant and mom running a business while trying to make the most of life's moments. I believe in spreading light, love, and laughter while providing an outlet for storytelling for myself and others. Hey everyone, I am super excited for today's episode. We'll be talking about my grandma, who I call Mamo, Mamo's life story. So, this is also an official announcement of my newest business, which is called Life Stories. So, let's dive right into how all of this came to be. So, my grandma, Mamo, is 85 years old, and I have had the privilege of being around her for my entire life and listening to her stories. By stories, I mean anything from what it was like raising four children to what life was like in the 40s and 50s. Some crazy, crazy, interesting stories of times that Mamo has gotten herself in trouble. And throughout these many years that I've been hearing her stories, I've always felt like I need to find a way to preserve her stories, because someday Mamo will no longer be here and I won't be able to just ask her about her stories. And that's a fact that we don't always like to confront with our own mortality and our loved ones' mortality, because it feels scary. But if we acknowledge that nobody is going to live forever, then it actually gives us the power to take the steps that we need to leave the lasting impact that we want to leave for our loved ones and on this earth. So, a few months ago, I had the idea to interview my grandma, and I was going to put it on my podcast, the full interview. Then I thought to myself, you know, Mamo might not want her entire life story on a podcast. Most people, I don't think, want their entire life story on a podcast. And so I wanted to make this more personal. So I developed a proprietary interview framework that I use in my new business, Life Stories, and clients book a time with me where I walk them through this framework. And this is a very personalized experience as well, because in the booking process, I have a questionnaire. So if, say, for example, the person being interviewed, their loved one has particular stories that they want to have preserved, they can list those out so I know to ask about those. I know this podcast so far sounds like I'm just promoting my new business. I mean, I would love to interview you. I would love to preserve your loved one's life stories, but I'm just kind of explaining how it works because it all ties together. Yeah, so anyway, I interviewed my grandma and I thought to myself, well, one, some of grandma's stories are a bit too wild to share on my podcast. And two, I had the idea that I could turn it into a book. And so that's where Life Stories was born. Inspired by my grandma, I am on a mission to connect people through stories in yet another way. So not only through marketing and consulting, not only through the podcast, but now in a personalized way for families. So yes, anyway, what this looks like is customers end up with an audiobook and printed book of their loved one's life stories. And what I love about this is that it is in their own words. Yes, I'm the one that puts it together, but the story is through the storyteller's lens. And I think that's so important also from a mental health perspective too, as people get older. Like, for example, my grandma, she's homebound at this point. And so that can be kind of depressing sometimes. That can feel lonely. And so another benefit of having life stories is, one, making the storyteller know that their story is important, that they matter. And two, it's a positive experience for them since a lot of older people aren't making new memories, especially if they have health issues. They can be kind of teleported back into some of their happiest memories while also leaving a lasting impact for their loved ones. So I'm very excited about this new chapter of my business. And so all of that to say, though, I wanted to share some clips of my grandma's life story here. So let's take a listen.
When you had epilepsy, they thought it was a mental illness, and it wasn't. It was a deformity of something wrong with in your brain, but nothing mental. Mm-hmm. And it was just a procedure. And then after, she would jerk all over. And after that was over, she'd get her arms straightened out, and she would wake up, but she wouldn't remember, you know, having the seizure. And then we get her in bed so she could relax. And that was part of our childhood growing up.
Okay, so there are some topics, some themes that came up throughout this interview with my grandma that I wanted to touch on. Of course, not sharing the entire life story on here of Mamo's, but it was really interesting to me. I mean, of course, I've heard her stories so many times, but just hearing it through a different lens, since I was interviewing her, it was almost like I was an outside party who was hearing these stories for the first time, because I was viewing it through a storytelling lens and not as a granddaughter lens. And so, given that my grandma was born in 1940, things have changed so much since then, of course. And one of those things being mental health. And it's so interesting how my grandma mentioned that her mother had epilepsy, and how back in the day, people, especially in the tiny farm area that she lived in, people considered epilepsy to be a mental illness, and she and her family were treated differently as a result. And I also love that my grandma in her interview said that this experience that she had with her mom at such a young age, where my grandma had to learn how to take care of her mother while she was having a seizure, and also being outcast by society, kind of, it taught her how to be more compassionate for her mom, as well as for others who were handling that situation. Health issues, handling being ostracized for things that were out of their control. So I really appreciate that. And it's so interesting because these are things that happened when she was younger. And obviously I didn't know her then, but I know my grandma now that she's 85, and I've known her for the last 26 years of my life. And it's so interesting because hearing the stories of her childhood and the impact that they had on her, and then being able to see it play out in real time, because the 85-year-old Barbara that I know is compassionate. And if anybody talks about mental health or health issues, she's very understanding and doesn't really make a big deal out of it. And so it's just really interesting to think of it through that lens. I also want to touch on her faith and how my grandma's story ties into my own story. My grandma is the reason why I love old music. I remember being at her house when I was little and having sleepovers, and we would listen to doo-wop, and we would dance with her old dog, a little border collie, who loved to jump up and dance with us. And I just think that there's such magic in that, and hearing my grandma's story about being 14 years old and sneaking out to go to a bar in Pueblo and listening to old music, and then once again seeing her love for that music from so long ago still manifest itself later on in her life, and to also be able to pass it on to her grandchildren, which I'm also passing on my love for old music and ultimately my grandma's love for old music to my son. And so it's just really, really cool to think about it in that way. And then also, hearing my grandma's stories about her faith and how her Catholic faith has carried her through so many trials and tribulations. And she ended up being a single mom to four children. And in the 60s. And so that was during a time when it wasn't the easiest thing for women to go out and find their own job. And so it's really fascinating to hear her almost real time, but also past encounter with her faith, and then hearing about that through the lens of her older self, and then seeing the impact that her faith has had on me and my family, because my grandma's the one that passed down her faith, and now even my son is Catholic. And then of course, here we are with Life Stories now, a new business as a result of inspiration from hearing my grandma's stories and just my love for my grandma, my love for my family. And it just really has inspired me to want to help others share their story, let them know that their voice matters, and give them something to leave a lasting legacy and impression on their loved ones for generations to come. So thank you all for listening to my babble today. And make sure to subscribe for more sparks to light up your life, and stay tuned for more. Thanks for joining me today.